Comprensión de textos orales. Esta prueba consta de tres tareas. Primera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto para leer el cuestionario.
Example.
What do you think when I say the word creativity? Truth be told, creativity is having a bit of a moment. There are thousands of books on the subject, many written in the past decade. It's become a corporate buzzword, right up there with innovation and disruption. It is at the center of a whole lifestyle movement, online classes and Facebook groups and real life meetups. There are creativity coaches, of course, and gurus offering to rearrange your life to add more creative spice.
Extract 1.
I was just looking recently and reminded of that old fable that, you know, if you have people blindfolded looking at an elephant and one of them is, you know, looking at the tail, he thinks it's a snail he's touching. And if you have someone, you know, approaching it from the side, he thinks it's a wall. And it's just a reminder in a way that what you focus on to some extent determines how you think creativity works. And so in many ways, it's a very difficult and still to some extent mysterious phenomenon.
Extract 2.
And he had this like four letter formulation, MAYA, most advanced yet acceptable. And it was based on his theory that everyone has these two impulses. And one is the desire for regularity and comfort. And the other one is the quest for surprise and novelty, right? And so if you have too much regularity and comfort, you get bored. If you get too much surprise and novelty, you get overexcited, wired, and distracted and exhausted. And so it's the idea that it's novelty with a purpose.
Extract 3.
And basically, if I ask you to give me all the uses you can for a brick, you could say, you know, you could build a house, you could build a factory, you know, you could build a road. And that'd be three ideas, but they're all basically building. A more creative answer would be something like, you could build a house, you could use it as a platform to hold a cup of coffee, you could use it as a missile to throw through someone's window as protest. And other tests of creativity all have that element to it. They see if the mind tends to go wide and down different routes, and that it can even make connections through circuitous ways of getting there.
Extract 4.
Most psychologists, they study really college undergraduates who happen to be taking a Psych 1 class, and they have to volunteer to participate. And those are not the people I wanted to study. And so I had to figure out a way of studying people like Michelangelo or Beethoven or Einstein when I couldn't get them to come to my laboratory. So I started developing various ways of studying genius at a distance, measuring their personality, measuring their intelligence, looking at their childhood and adolescence, the nature of their career.
Extract 5.
You have to establish an expertise in a domain. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have the tools of the trade. Now, sometimes people enter fields where there's really not that much to learn because they're brand new fields. So when Galileo, for example, invented his telescope and pointed to the skies and saw all these things that were not supposed to be there, there weren't supposed to be mountains on the moon. There weren't supposed to be moons circulating around Jupiter. There weren't supposed to be spots on the sun, and so forth and so on.
Extract 6.
I think actually the most creative discipline I've ever witnessed in person is probably coding, because you're creating the language that you then employ to make something happen. That is profoundly creative. And whether that's for making a game, or whether that's creating a program, or whether that's, I mean, in a way, maybe the most creative thing I'm aware of in the last 10 or 15 years is the Stuxnet virus. Like, that thing, it's unbelievable. Like, what it was, what it did and how it accomplished it. Like, but I don't think anyone would call that creative in any normal sense. That's, you know, it's bad, right?
Extract 7.
So what's interesting is that as you get into domains that are very, very constrained, mental illness tends to be very rare. And then if you go into, you know, more and more unconstrained forms of expression, then you also do it at risk of having more mental illness, as well as having, you know, all sorts of horrible experiences in childhood or adolescence. And there's a study published on this, where you can compare Nobel Prizes in physics with Nobel Prizes in literature, and they're not cut from the same cloth at all.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Example.
What do you think when I say the word creativity? Truth be told, creativity is having a bit of a moment. There are thousands of books on the subject, many written in the past decade. It's become a corporate buzzword, right up there with innovation and disruption. It is at the center of a whole lifestyle movement, online classes and Facebook groups and real life meetups. There are creativity coaches, of course, and gurus offering to rearrange your life to add more creative spice.
Extract 1.
I was just looking recently and reminded of that old fable that, you know, if you have people blindfolded looking at an elephant, and one of them is, you know, looking at the tail, he thinks it's a snail he's touching. And if you have someone, you know, approaching it from the side, he thinks it's a wall. And it's just a reminder in a way that what you focus on to some extent determines how you think creativity works. And so in many ways, it's a very difficult and still to some extent mysterious phenomenon.
Extract 2.
And he had this like four-letter formulation, M-A-Y-A, most advanced yet acceptable. And it was based on his theory that everyone has these two impulses. And one is the desire for regularity and comfort. And the other one is the quest for surprise and novelty, right? And so if you have too much regularity and comfort, you get bored. If you get too much surprise and novelty, you get overexcited, wired, and distracted and exhausted. And so it's the idea that it's novelty with a purpose.
Extract 3.
And basically, if I ask you to give me all the uses you can for a brick, you could say, you know, you could build a house, you could build a factory, you know, you could build a road. And there'd be three ideas, but they're all basically building. A more creative answer would be something like, you could build a house, you could use it as a platform to hold a cup of coffee, you could use it as a missile to throw through someone's window as protest. And other tests of creativity all have that element to it. They see if the mind tends to go wide and down different routes, and that it can even make connections through circuitous ways of getting there.
Extract 4.
Most psychologists, they study really college undergraduates who happen to be taking a Psych 1 class, and they have to volunteer to participate. And those are not the people I wanted to study. And so I had to figure out a way of studying people like Michelangelo or Beethoven or Einstein when I couldn't get them to come to my laboratory. So I started developing various ways of studying genius at a distance, measuring their personality, measuring their intelligence, looking at their childhood and adolescence, the nature of their career.
Extract 5.
You have to establish an expertise in a domain. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have the tools of the trade. Now, sometimes people enter fields where there's really not that much to learn because they're brand new fields. So when Galileo, for example, invented his telescope and pointed to the skies and saw all these things that were not supposed to be there, there weren't supposed to be mountains on the moon. There weren't supposed to be moons circulating around Jupiter. There weren't supposed to be spots on the sun, and so forth and so on.
Extract 6.
I think actually the most creative discipline I've ever witnessed in person is probably coding, because you're creating the language that you then employ to make something happen. That is profoundly creative. And whether that's for making a game, or whether that's creating a program, or whether that's, I mean, in a way, maybe the most creative thing I'm aware of in the last 10 or 15 years is the Stuxnet virus. Like, that thing, it's unbelievable. Like, what it was, what it did and how it accomplished it, like, but I don't think anyone would call that creative in any normal sense. That's, you know, it's bad, right?
Extract 7.
So what's interesting is that as you get into domains that are very, very constrained, mental illness tends to be very rare. And then if you go into, you know, more and more unconstrained forms of expression, then you also do it at risk of having more mental illness, as well as having, you know, all sorts of horrible experiences in childhood or adolescence. And there's a study published on this where you can compare Nobel Prizes in physics with Nobel Prizes in literature, and they're not cut from the same cloth at all.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la primera tarea.